This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. We talk every week about subjects that we think are interesting and important and topical for all of us who live here in the Western New York community. And recently, I saw a story about a Buffalo Filmworks studio here, right here in Western New York. And I thought to myself, this may be something that not only is important to our economy, but would be a fun thing to find out about for all of us, because I don't know about my audience. I hope they're as interested in films and all that's taking place, especially all the movies that have been filmed here in Western New York not too long ago and continuously. And we're always so happy to talk to Tim Clark about all the films. And all of a sudden, I found out, I think maybe I knew, but I had forgotten, that there's actually a place where they're doing the filming here in Western New York. And it said in the story that Buffalo Filmworks is a full-service film and major motion picture complex on the east side. And it talked a little bit about, you know, the background, and that has a new investor and so forth. So I thought, we have to find out about this. And in the studio, giving us all this really important information, I think, is Jennifer O'Neill. And she is one of the studio's three co-founders. Hi, Jennifer, and thank you so much for talking to us on Target. We really appreciate it.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Okay. So we want you to tell us, first of all, I don't know about my audience, but I wasn't really aware. What is Buffalo Filmworks?
Buffalo Filmworks is a New York State qualified soundstage located on Babcock and Clinton Street. And we have currently four studios, four stages. We're finishing up the final stage, and our fourth stage is going to be one of the largest sound stages in the world.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Well, don't stop. Brag a little bit about it. First of all, tell us, how did this whole project get started, and when?
We did our first full film in 2018. It was a movie called Bashira, which will actually be premiering this Saturday at the Buffalo Dreamers Festival, I believe it's at the Eastern Hills Mall. It's been about 4 years since the movie was filmed. It's a Japanese-based movie, but it was shot all here in Buffalo. Before that, we rented some space to the First Purge when they were in town, as well as The Adventures of Wolf Boy. We helped out the First Purge. They had an immediate reshoot that they needed to do, so they came to our property and reshot a scene. We started becoming friends with one of the producers, and the producer was the individual who gave us the idea of turning them into a soundstage. So when Bashira came to town, we turned one part of the complex that we had into our first stage, which would be stage one, and that stage is 19,200 square feet. After we finished Bashira, we weren't sure if we were going to build another stage. We did some more smaller films that we got involved in, doing locations and things like that for them. And then John Krasinski came to town. So when John Krasinski came to town, he asked us if we would build another stage, and we did it. So after A Quiet Place, we had two stages. They were each 19,200 square feet apiece. Then we had a contract for another very large feature film. But then COVID happened, and right before COVID, we did we were part of Nightmare Alley with Guillermo del Toro, the Bradley Cooper movie. We were pretty much shut down for all of COVID. So during COVID, we built another stage. We built the third stage. That stage is only 4,000 square feet, but it's 47 feet high, 47 feet tall to the truss line. So it's the tallest sound stage in New York State. Because of the height of that stage, we were able to bring another Paramount Productions movie called Next of Kin. It's Paranormal Activity, and that movie is currently streaming on Paramount Plus. So they shot in our Stage 3 and Stage 1, and they also filmed out on location. And then we did three other movies last summer as well. We did a movie called The Oath. We did a movie called Bunker, which was a World War I movie. And then we were also involved in the filming of the movie Cabrini, which was the life story of Mother Cabrini. And now we're currently in the process. We're probably in the final month of construction for our stage four. It's taken us about 2 years to build it. 77,832 square feet, 828 feet long, and it's about 40 feet to the truss lines. So it's kind of the same dimensions as stage one and two, except it's just a lot larger.
Well, you don't sound as excited about all of this as I am just hearing about it, because who knew that we had some these stages available and that all of these, you know, big films were being shot right here in Western New York. I don't understand how you came to build these stages. Did where you got the money, or who was the investors, or how it came to be?
The money came from us at first. It was self-funded by myself and my partners. And when A Quiet Place came to town, you know, we've been able to invest all the money that the company has generated back into the buildings. So, you know, every penny that has been generated has gone right back into building out these properties. We finally, you know, we got some assistance through Alden State Bank. They've been great, and they've helped us along the way as well. But A Quiet Place really gave us the ability to start building out, having a major motion picture like that come to Buffalo and have them generating, you know, putting money into the local economy, putting money into Buffalo Filmworks. You know, we did all this ourselves. When A Quiet Place was there, you know, they would shoot sometimes in the middle of the night. You know, we were sleeping at the stage. Myself and my partners were sleeping at the stage. I wasn't, but we were doing as much as we possibly could ourselves. So my one partner has a background in environmental construction, and he has been leading the construction on all of this. So we've been doing it all ourselves, which has allowed us to save a lot of money in regards to costs in the build out, and then doing so many productions as well has allowed us to generate revenues to go to a bank to get financing and to continue building out the properties.
What is involved? It sounds like so hard to me when you say to build out and the square feet, you know, and talking about 119,000 square feet, something like that. What's involved with building it? And there must be a lot of labor, a lot of use of a lot of construction workers, you know. Tell us about how that happens.
Well, so basically we needed to strip out the buildings. You know, you have to remove everything. The buildings had no electric, no anything. We had to rewire all the buildings. We had to put in soundproofing, and we had to bring in new lighting. We had to put in electrical grids for the hanging of cameras and items like that. A lot of the areas of the floors had to be redone. We had to do the soundproofing and redo the roofing as well. So we basically had a shell, and then we had to work with the shell to repurpose these properties that were previously abandoned. So when the first purge was here, we were starting to see, you know, what the movie industry has done for Buffalo and how these productions bring such high-paying jobs to the area. And it really changes people's lives. And when we saw what these movies were doing for the community, we wanted to see, you know, what we could do to try to continue to grow this and continue to bring these productions to Buffalo, you know, so that people don't have to leave home and go to New York and L.A., that they can stay here at home with their family and get good, high-paying jobs.
And obviously, it was not only an innovative, great entrepreneurial exercise, but fortunately, you've been able to attract, and I'm curious as to how you can do that. Probably we should have Tim Clark here also. We've talked to him many times. The great, wonderful, I don't know what his real title is, but he's the film, whatever is.
He's the film commissioner.
And he's in charge of, you know, getting the companies to come here for locations and all of the wonderful films that have been made recently and in the last couple of years. However, how do you get them to use your studios. I don't know if you call what do you call studio, a sound set, or
yeah.
how do we convince somebody from that instead of going to New York City, Brooklyn? I know that's where they have that all those famous big film sets, or Hollywood, of course. You know, California. How do we get them to come to Buffalo?
Well, the cost of production in Buffalo is a lot less than the cost of shooting in New York City or LA. And in addition, New York State also has the tax credit for productions. They get a 25% credit for filming in New York State. And then when they come to upstate New York, when they come to the Buffalo area, they get an additional 10% bump on the below-the-line labor costs. So, you know, the guys building the construction, the electrical guys, the art painters, you know, all those people, they get an additional bump. And basically when it comes down to these films, you know, it's all about their budget. And coming to Buffalo, they can save a lot of money on their budget. And the ease of getting around Buffalo is a lot easier than getting around L.A., you know, in New York City.
You're not
when
kidding.
You go and shoot on, yeah, and when you shoot in New York City on location, there's probably, you know, 15, 20 semi-trucks that need to be parked somewhere near that location. At Buffalo Filmworks, they can park them all in the parking lot. You know, we have the space to park about 60 tractor trailers in our lot. We have over 8 acres. So they can park right at our lot and then go right onto set. So when Nightmare Alley was here, they didn't film on the studios. They filmed on location. However, they use Buffalo Filmworks as their base camp. So every morning, the trucks, you know, would all start out at Buffalo Filmworks, and all the sets and props were all housed at Buffalo Filmworks as well.
It's funny, I was just going to say, I did see Nightmare Alley, and I was thinking, and I know some people who, you know, were extras and actually had speaking parts in Nightmare Alley. And so I remember that there were these different locations, and they showed how, you know, they were up all night and they had to do it in the middle of the night. And the locations, I wouldn't know, and I guess that's another thing we should talk about. You wouldn't know when there's filming in your studio. I assume that you have magic ways of making the studio like take on different aspects, right? I mean, it doesn't look like a studio. It looks like whatever it is that they need to be shooting.
Correct. So the stages basically are, you know, like a blank canvas for them. And then they come in and build whatever they need. And the movie A Quiet Place Part 2, they built the basement of the farmhouse. In one of the stages, they built the basement under the actual farm where they were living that got flooded. They built that at the soundstage. And then when Cillian Murphy was living at the old Bethlehem Steel Plant, his lair was a set on the soundstage. The corn tower was a set on the soundstage. And then the radio station, they actually built inside the soundstage. So all of those scenes were all shot inside at Buffalo Filmworks.
It's magic. It's the magic of filmmaking, I guess. People, you know, love to know the behind-the-scenes stories. I just want to tell everybody, if they just tuned in, they're listening to On Target, of course, with Penny Wolfgang, and we're here every week. And our guest today is Jennifer O'Neill, who is one of the three co-founders of Buffalo Filmworks, which we are finding out a lot about and which is so fascinating. I don't know about you, but I am so fascinated, and I think I know everybody is with filmmaking. Did you ever get to see, talking about Nightmare Alley and some of the others, do you get to see the actual and meet the actual stars of any of the movies that they're filming?
Yes. We stare at Filmworks all day.
Oh, good.
Especially when they're filming. So.
Oh, good. Tell us who, and tell us something like gossip, you know, some backstage, some secrets that we wouldn't ordinarily. Tell us who's really nice and who's really mean and who's haughty and who's demanding. Could you, please?
I would never say that anybody is ever demanding. John Krasinski was extremely nice. He took the time to say good morning to every single person on set. He shook everybody's hand. While the production was here, a lot of local politicians came down because it's such a huge it's such a huge thing for the economy. With it's all outside money being spent, you know, on the east side. You know, money being spent at the local Hector's Hardware. It's money being spent at local restaurants. You know, and it's all outside money. It's not money from Buffalo. They're spending money in the hotel rooms. They're paying high wages to, you know, 300 people who are all working on this film. And John Krasinski was extremely nice. You know, he took the time to speak to everyone every day, shake everyone's hand. He'd pose for photos with everybody. He has two daughters, and the one day their daughters, John Krasinski and Lee Blunt's daughters, set up a lemonade stand at Buffalo Filmworks, and they were selling lemonade, and then they went and donated the money to the children's hospital.
That is
at the end of the day, which I don't think a lot of people
super,
know about.
Super nice, you know, really.
Yeah, they really do a lot for the community. A lot of it they don't speak about. You know, they're not asking for, you know, any special notoriety, mm-hmm. but they really do put so much spending into the community, and you know, they donated a lot of the clothes from A Quiet Place Part 2 that Emily Blunt worn was donated to a women and children shelter.
Oh, how wonderful.
You know, so they really mm-hmm. they really do things to give back to the local community.
That's amazing. And which I was going to talk about anyway, the economic impact is totally, totally amazing. It's tremendous when any of the films that come here in West New York. But I was curious as to the when I came to call you to begin with, it was because you said that the Western New York Impact Investment Fund is investing $7,500 to...
No, it was $750,000.
That's $750,000. When I see numbers, I go totally blank. In Buffalo Filmworks. So that was helping you to get this fourth stage. What's the Western New York Impact Investment Fund?
So the Western New York Impact Fund is a fund in Buffalo that invests in businesses that are have a social and economic impact on the community. So there are businesses that are, you know, doing things for the local community. And they're making an impact locally. Mm-hmm.
And they chose Buffalo Filmworks as a good investment, in other words.
Correct. Yeah, you know, I was just looking at one report that I had. In 2021, the return on investment for the films, for every dollar that was spent on film production in Buffalo, the return was around $232. There was over 984 jobs created just for productions that were happening last year.
That is so impressive, and I'm so glad we're, you know, letting people know about this. I read that it was going to be on the east side. We didn't really talk about where are the stages so far. How do you find the place in the neighborhood where you're going to build them, and where are they?
They're on Babcock and Clinton Street.
Okay.
And we already have the property, so we've just been building out the current property that we own.
So it's all one place, in other words. It's all and it's on the east side.
Correct. Yep. We have there's two separate buildings, but they're right next to each other.
So I think that now what about we talk about hands-on instruction and training. That has, I think you mentioned a lot of people are employed, a lot of unions, carpenters, and so forth and so on. But this must be really important for anybody, you know, locally here in Western New York that wants to learn how to do any of these, you know, trades that are important to the behind-the-scenes trades. You know, everyone wants to be, I guess, I'll speak for myself, everyone wants to be on the screen, right? But there's so much employment and so many people that are needed behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for every person you see on screen, there's probably 10 people behind that one person. And currently, Villa Maria is doing an electric and grip training program, and they teach the course at Buffalo Film Works. So we've partnered with them, and they're teaching, you know, local people in the community how to do electric and grips on the movie. You know, we've been in talks with Buffalo State in regards to using some of the, you know, some of the kids that are in their film program to get them in as interns on a lot of the movies. And a lot of the productions are extremely open and willing to do that. You know, we had some difficulty during COVID, obviously, because they couldn't just let anybody come on set. But with everything starting to ease, you know, we'll be able to bring in kids who are, you know, going to school for film and actually get them to work on real live film sets.
That is going to be, that is so terrific. Also, we're talking about film, but there's a big push now to have, I read this and I heard this, I think from Tim, that there's a push to have television series and television shows filmed here. Would that be involved in your soundstage? And I know that economically, that is very, very lucrative.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the ultimate goal is to bring a series to Buffalo. You know, a series would account for, you know, around the year employment. The people would be employed, you know, full time if we had a long running series here. So the ultimate goal is to bring a series here. It would be amazing for the local economy, for the job creation and for steady jobs. You know, the films come in, they're here for, you know, 5 or 6 months, and then they leave. If we had a series here, it would be full-time employment for these people to work.
Right. I never thought about that. You know, a film is like a one-shot deal. But, I mean, like Law & Order or and the FBI or any of the series. I watch all the crime series, of course. And they're in New York, all shooting all over New York, and you can see the locations, and you can recognize, you know, the courthouse and so forth and so on. So what do we have so much to offer, you know, as far as locations go? Tim always tells us, Clark, how people always want to film in Western New York because we have such different architecture, such a diversity. We can be like, you can be in East Aurora and be an old fashioned village. You can be in, I don't know, I can't think of, on the highway on the 33 for the, whatever they filmed. So I think that's probably a good selling point.
Yeah, and the also thing, too, that is different about Buffalo is that, like you said, we have Tim Clark and Rich Wall, and they go above and beyond more than any other film commission office, I would say, anywhere. You know, even Guillermo del Toro said, you know, Buffalo has the best film commission office in the world. You know, because Rich and Tim really do, you know, excel at their jobs, and they just, They really sell Buffalo, and they go above and beyond for anybody who comes to town to make them feel welcome, no matter who they are, whether it's a small budget film, you know, or whether it's a large budget film. It doesn't matter to them. You know, they really go the extra mile to make sure that everything is taken care of. And the other good thing about Buffalo, too, which you don't normally see as much in LA and New York, you know, every single politician is behind it. You know, everyone loves the filming, you know, no one's tired of it here. It does so much for the economy. It creates so many jobs. You know, you don't have the difficulty that you'd have in New York City. You know, for Quiet Place Part 2, they shut down the Grand Island Bridge. You couldn't leave the island. You couldn't come or go for like 9 hours. But in Buffalo, you can do things like that, which really helps to make a lot of these productions want to come here as well. There's a ease to filming here that you don't find in other places.
And we're so much nicer. The people are so much nicer. We're happy, we're grateful for them to come. Whereas, for an example, in New York, they're not too happy when they shut down 42nd Street, even though they do it in the middle of the night most of the times. It's very complicated, or any of the, or Broadway, or whatever they do. And here, as you said, everyone is so willing to help them. I remember when they shut down the 33 for, I don't know why that's stuck in my mind, about
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes, I remember. But people are in Western New York are happy to do it, as opposed, as you said, to some of the big cities where it's just a total pain in the neck. Plus the fact we're grateful to them for coming, whereas in the big cities it's more like an annoyance.
Correct. You know, and I was with two producers yesterday, taking them all over Buffalo, scouting locations for two movies that they're looking to bring here. And they just kept saying the same thing. They can't believe how kind and nice everybody is. And, you know, they gave me a list of locations, and I found every single location that they had on their list, all just through our network of people that we know and friends. And, you know, if I don't know someone, I know someone that knows that person, because it's Buffalo. And everybody really supports one another and helps out one another. Well, everybody wants to see Buffalo grow.
Absolutely. And we definitely want, you know, the economy, the jobs, and the training. I'm glad we talked about that, because there's so many, as you said, behind the scenes jobs and so much employment that's involved. And here we have an opportunity to show people how to be a grip or a stagehand, or I can't, you know, I don't know the terms, but it's just a great opportunity. Hey, thanks so much. Thanks for talking to us about this, Jennifer. We really appreciate it, and we're glad we could let our listeners know about Buffalo Filmworks and how important it is to all of us here in Western New York. Thank you for listening, everybody, to On Target. I hope you will join us again next week. Same time, same station. Have a good week. Bye now.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.